Christians will suffer under a new deal in Pakistan. Immigration Trends opens doors for outreach, and an outreach marks a breakthrough in global resourcing. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A truce has been negotiated in Pakistan that could endanger the lives of Christians and other minorities. Pakistan and Taliban forces cemented a truce that will allow the Taliban to impose Islamic or Sharia law on all people in the region. Open Doors Paul Esterbrook says that's bad news for Christians.
They are going to be under the challenge of Sharia law, which is a pretty strict justice system. It has very little opportunity for anyone to get any kind of justice if they have been innocent of any charges against them.
Esterbrook says it's already a bad situation.
Once a month, a Christian has been killed in Pakistan, charged with this blasphemy against the Prophet Muhammad. Kidnappings and physical harassment occur frequently, and attacks on property of Christians and churches occurs almost every week. So up in this area, it's going to be even more difficult now.
Funding is needed to help support believers in Pakistan. Please pray. Next, civil unrest continues in Madagascar. Nearly 100 lives have been lost. African Lin Mission is asking you to pray for peace and justice in the nation and for God's protection over AIM missionaries. Last month, the mayor called for demonstrations after the government shut down his TV network. Political differences between the mayor and the president have led to long-standing opposition. AIM is monitoring the situation closely. Madagascar needs your prayers for peace. You're listening to Mission Network News. There's a wave of immigration from North Africa and the Middle East to North America and Europe. Evangelist Sammy Tippett marks the trend in terms of ministry opportunity.
One of the burdens that we have is to try to train leaders in the principles of spiritual awakening, revival, and evangelism so that they can reach out in Western Europe, in Central Europe, in North America, to these communities and these populations of people.
The ministry's co-sponsoring a November training conference for pastors and church leaders. Tippett shares his burden for the global body.
The Lord has put it on my heart to scholarship a significant number of ethnic pastors that have been brought to this country to really help them to know some of the great biblical principles and history of what God has done in revival, spiritual awakening, and evangelism.
You can help. Go to our website. Elsewhere, laws and hostility will not be enough to keep global advance out of desperate areas. David Shibley says the ministry's been resourcing at pastor conferences.
It's very important for us that pastors who attend Global Advance's Frontline Shepherds conferences go away not only with a vision in their hearts, but also with tools in their hands.
These tools include Bible training and church building literature, DVDs, and internet programs. Providing pastors with tools allows the ministry to impact countries they can't enter.
Obviously, books remain if we in the West cannot go for a season into some volatile areas. Also, we attempt, whenever possible, to have our materials printed within the nation.
This will be useful in places like India, where anti-conversion laws are pending. Global Advance has resources in up to 30 languages and wants you to pray for funding so these tools can get into the hands of thousands of pastors. And Dallas-based Orphan Outreach has announced a cooperative relationship with Redeeming India. In India, baby girls are sometimes thought of as a bad omen. Families hire midwives to both deliver and dispose of them. Redeeming India pays these midwives to rescue infants and provide these girls with a loving Christian home. Orphan Outreach has agreed to provide consultation and to help raise financial support. If you'd like to save a girl, visit our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free DVD, World Watch China, a DVD that will update you on the conditions believers are facing in the most populous country in the world. Hear what house church leaders consider the biggest challenge today. Get World Watch China at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.